Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by San Francisco State University's graduate business programs offering 5 accredited advanced degrees, the SF State MBA, rigorous, real-world, respected, open house schedule, and more information at mba.sfsu.edu.
Jeremy Lin has done what I, as a kid, never thought was possible. He is a Chinese-American who has entered the mysterious realm of cool. Though he is tattoo-free and yet to date a Kardashian, Lin's sanity has swept the world. Lin even outscored Kobe. It doesn't get much cooler than that. Some people have argued that Lin is just a guy and not a god, and that he is only getting attention because he is Asian. I say, what's wrong with that? Growing up, I didn't have many Chinese-American role models. I couldn't relate to the hardships of ancestors from China. I was simply trying to be an official citizen of the adolescent nation of cool. My American-born cousins graduated from UC and were hired for good office jobs, but did nothing that could really be considered cool. For the time being, I became another brainiac member of the model minority, a tradition as old as chop suey. Jeremy Lin continued this tradition too, first at Pali High, then Harvard. Today he could easily snag a good Wall Street job, marry a pastor's daughter, and ride into the sunset in an uncool but fuel-efficient hybrid. Instead, Lin has put this life on hold to play his heart out on the court. The model minority remains as such because there have been few role models who have gone against this perceived ideal life. Jeremy Lin is one of those few. He's refused to settle for a safety net of stereotypical expectations. Instead, he is climbing an unpredictable road in search of greatness. Lin became his own role model by defining life by his own terms rather than following the norm. On the court, Jeremy can simply be himself. He challenges Asian stereotypes by being aggressive, passionate, and goofy. He's just a guy, an Asian one, putting his heart and soul into a job he's crazy about and modeling that it's okay for Asian kids to do the same. And that, in itself, is pretty darn cool. With a perspective, I'm Rebecca Leung.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.